Tomorrow, UN weapons inspectors in Iraq begin the actual work of inspecting. They will start by looking at sites that were inspected in the 1990s, searching for evidence that Iraq is, in the language of the UN, in material breach of the Security Council resolution passed earlier this month. But in the opinion of commentator Joe Nye, who determines just what constitutes a material breach is key.
The debate over Iraq is often cast as one between hawks, who urge the prompt use of force, and doves, who oppose it. But a third position, let's call it owls, makes more sense than either. Owls would use force, but take the time necessary to maintain a broad multilateral coalition. Owls could accept unilateral preemption if Saddam Hussein were planning a terrorist attack or just about to obtain nuclear weapons. But in the current situation, owls would take the time for inspections and contentious diplomacy to bring along at least a majority of the Security Council before we act. The long-term danger we face is the trap set by Osama bin Laden. Portraying America as the enemy of Islam was his recipe for recruitment of a next generation of terrorists. President Bush ably avoided bin Laden's trap after September 11th by bringing Muslim clerics into the White House, educating the American public, and by careful use of force in Afghanistan that minimized the American presence on the ground and avoided disproportionate civilian casualties. But we will fall into the trap if we look like unilateral imperialists rather than the leader of a multilateral coalition. As the moderate head of Bahrain's Human Rights Society recently warned, the United States could create more than one bin Laden. Impatient hawks say we cannot afford to wait, but the benefits of delay are higher than the costs. As President Bush has said, Saddam Hussein is at least a year away from a nuclear capability. And it is widely believed he already has a biological capability, which he could have already smuggled into American cities today. That does not change with delay. We should use the additional time to improve our still woefully inadequate homeland preparedness, advance the fight against al-Qaeda's clear and present danger, and build a multinational coalition for when we may have to move against Saddam Hussein. Recent polls show that a majority of the American public is willing to use force if Saddam Hussein presents a clear and present danger. But this falls well below half if we are not supported by allies. The American public seems to understand that the issue is more complicated than doves versus hawks, and that the crucial choice is between impatient unilateral hawks and patient multilateral owls.
Joe Nye is Dean of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and author of The Paradox of American Power, Why the World's Only Superpower Can't Go It Alone.